A word for you from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Well, this continues to speak glorious things about our Savior, how in Him was life, light, truth, grace, and yet He was to be rejected by His own people. But here it is important to understand the divinity of our Lord Jesus. Yes, He is the second person of the Trinity, and it is important to understand it. Some get mixed up. There are those like the Jehovah's Witnesses who add just one little word, in fact a single letter. And instead of saying the Word was with God and the Word was God, they say and the Word was a God. And so they spread out from there and imply that we too can become gods. Well, that is of course heresy with reference to this plain Word of God. And it can be very easily shown that it is just a deliberate misinterpretation of what was written here. There were councils that were held right in the beginning, soon after the apostolic era, where it was made very plain that our Lord Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He is our Savior because He is God. You'll find that in the cults, they very easily have a problem with the Trinity, usually with the Lord Jesus, either that He was just totally human, or He was totally spirit, or He was not God at all. Through the ages there have been those heresies. But do remember that even though you might have the right doctrine and you believe this completely, that doesn't make you to be saved, because after this it goes on to speak about in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The question, dear friends, is do you have this life? Do you have this light from the Lord Jesus, the second person of the Trinity? Umbuzo unguguti, wena unempilo yakhe na? Nomukholwa ukuthi uJesu unguNkulunkulu akwanele. Let this life enter into you.